Black Daniels. Black Daniels. Black Daniels. Black Daniels.
Rashad Radio.
Mr. Rashad, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning.
What's up, yeah. Rashad Radio?
Number one in my opinion in the DMV.
Just listen to your podcast. Shit was dope.
You're the bomb.
Thank you so much, Rashad Radio.
Thank you. Good morning. Been a long time since I nailed it in one shot like that. What's up, y'all? It's the Morning Drive Without Caffeine today, Thursday, August 23rd? Wow, 2018. Yeah. I said wow because the days are flying. I say it every day, but I'm still shocked. How y'all feeling out there? You're listening to Rashad Radio. I'm your host, Rashad Sadiq. It's a nice, nice Thursday morning, kind of brisk, yo. You can feel the seasons changing. I guess that's why we're approaching September. Welcome all the Virgos. Shout out to my mama. Shout out to Mad Zam. Shout out to my cousin Kalila. Shout out to my homie Krista. And most importantly, shout out to my baby Fatima G. How y'all feeling though? Throwback Thursday, I'm in a good mood. It might be partially due to a lack of sleep. But that's okay, I sleep when I'm dead. Hey, I got some content in store for y'all. I got some Throwback Thursday music right here. I'm on this Absol. I'm sorry, man, I messed it up. I think Absol might have been on the joint, but it was definitely Schoolboy Q's joint. Shout out to the whole TDE. Y'all heard, this ain't TDE related, but it's Jai Like. You heard J. Cole got the new track with Bass, man. Fatima was loving that joint yesterday. Shout out to everybody that watched us on Instagram Live. That's not my thing, but we're going to do it more often just because it was more interactive. Shout out to my man Orlando Magic THC. We got a show coming up, too, for Rashad Radio 2, Gas Pass the Trash Show. Be on the lookout for that. Yeah, I'm on one right now. It's the Morning Drive Without Caffeine. I got to work about 15 minutes early. I'm going to go get me some coffee, though, yo, because I need some coffee, some water, and some old school hip-hop. Yo, that's another thing I was thinking, though, man. Can this even be considered old school? Like, this is Schoolboy Q. I mean, it's old because it's not this year. It's not last year. It's from a few years ago. Anyways, think about that, and I'll be right back with some more content.
Rashad Radio.
Bruh. Let's go. I was thinking maybe make it a Throwback Thursday TDE day. What y'all think? Off that Setbacks album. Schoolboy Q, Absol, Druggies with Hoes, Parental Advisory, Explicit Lyrics. Listening to Rashad Radio.
Rashad Radio.
Toes, got the finest weed. Everywhere I go, they know who I be. Now take a picture. Now let me be. Let me do me. Let me be a fiend. I'm shooting up. Hey, day I'm trying to ball with my little China dog. Got my back like spinal cord. Had that pistol on me. Yeah, that 45 nigga feeling do or die. Fuck trying to be unified. She over there. Wanna be over there. So I pull her head. Fuck her from the rear end cause she there. How are you? Shit, I go by Q. Hey ho, now what it do? Got a king size and it's built for two. I've been meaning to be leaning up in that pussy like promethazine. And she took the semen, my willy beaming. On any given Sunday, that pussy a runway. She did it the fun way, smash it like Tecante. She did me hombre, no ni fe nombre. We screaming ole and ole, we scored no gole. She's just a group A, and group A gave top like toupe. But rush that couche, her pussy lukewarm like longlay. Her heavy Bombay, like gin and OJ. Took a shot, and I won like gang day. Yes, I'm the sensei. Comprende, got a ticket one way. Oh, you don't really see it that I'm gone. Pass the baton, black, real rap. Spit to the break of the dawn, nigga, we all that. guarantee that this shit will be on. Nigga, this black hippie, nothing else. Be so fake, I'm about to melt. All my shit be prison felt. CDE, we got the belt. Hold it down if nothing else. Swear to God, hold my life. Where it's at, shit on sight. Down the ride, fuck a bite. If I'm locked, then fly a kite. Keep a strap on like a dike. CDE, we got the belt. Hold it down if nothing else.
Shout out all my West Coast homies.
Got the finest weed everywhere I go. Got the finest weed.
Hey.
The
finest. 8 o'clock in the morning over here in the East Coast, y'all.
Everywhere I go. Got the finest weed.
Rashad Radio. What's up, Rashad Radio? I'm digging Wu-Tang Wednesday as always, man. Thanks a lot. Next week, could you play Queen, please? Cause I love that shit. Anyway, it's your girl, the Guru. Thanks a lot, man. Peace.
Shout out to the Guru Lupus Warrior. Of course I can do that for you next week. Next Wu-Tang Wednesday, I got you. We're gonna keep it TDE right now with some Ab Soul and Kendrick Lamar.
She a mean girl, I'm a nice guy. We all know opposites attract like a railroad. And I'd like you to do anything you please when you with me. My mind, let's head home, crack a bottle, water, set of homes, and hit some trees. Why not? Where you head at? Hope it's in the gutter like mine, not where you find rats. Talking about where you find tussie. Come on, have a little bit of with me. Can I hit it in the morning? Till the sun has fallen, like a newborn. Baby, you stalling. You know you want all this long dick. Oh shit, might wanna make you my missus like I lost it. Peekaboo, lady, your smile light up the room. Pikachu, you could put a nigga in a tomb. Pikachu, just pop this cork, let me rub on your neck. Till Victoria's Secret get all wet. And Victoria's Secret safe with me. Let Victoria's Secret leave your land. I know you had a hard day, babe. Relax your mind. Shit. As soon as Christ turned water into wine, everything was fine.
The pain's getting hard to swallow. We need a bottle of Moscato. Put me in the room for your love. Your love. We can even do it tomorrow. Just bring a bottle of Moscato.
I know we said PNP, baby. But now we on something new. Guess who's back in this motherfucker looking like a motherfucking shot town pimp, alright? Make my money flip, make my money flip, make my money flip. I've been in the gym all night. Came in the game with a dollar and a dream and an 8K clip with an infrared beam. I pop that trunk, make everybody scream for the missing punk on everybody's screen. Ain't nothing changed but the ends I'm holding. My dick is big and my nuts is falling. I don't know if you notice, but a nigga be rolling with a bad bitch and a bad bitch be rolling. Dolphin pills and Moscato spills. Everything she need to get her thrill. No Hennessy on the bar to the bill. Just good wine and a good place to chill. I feel I might get loose tonight and fuck your girlfriend. I mean, I feel she might come through tonight, plus her girlfriend. In a 5-star suite with a 5-star freak, slinging that dick while baby eat on her poop, not me. Ooh, my meats, look at you bodies. I'm geek, having a good time. Put my pain in that motherfucking bottle. A chain and a diamond ring don't feel the same if a nigga ain't got his eyes closed. I know you had a hard day, babe. Relax your mind, mom. She, as soon as Christ turned water into wine, everything was fine.
Pain's getting hard to swallow. We need a bottle of Moscato.
Rashad Radio.
Celebration, clap, clap, bravo. Lobster and shrimp with a glass of Moscato.
What up, Pope? What up? What up, Pope? What up?
I said it's a celebration. Clap, clap, bravo. Lobster and shrimp with a glass of Moscato.
What up, Pope? What up? What up, Pope? What up?
Right, like I said in the captions and the introduction, got a little surprise for you. Might not be a surprise no more, but I'm gonna go ahead and hit you with that episode of The Spot from last night with Matt Zam and Fatima G, the lovely Virgo queen.
That's our motto.
Again, shout out to all the Virgos out there. It's Virgo season. The following presentation is brought to you from Rashad Radio and the people of The Spot. Mad Zam, Fatima G, and Rashad Sadiq. Warning, adult language.
Rashad Radio.
Yeah, I'm good.
The mic's on. Are we good? Are y'all hearing me or not?
Mm-hmm. I do. Okay. Rashad Radio.
Twice.
I'm just saying, young. Can you hear me? Are you there? Are we there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm loud and clear. I hear you guys perfectly fine.
We got the people on the Instagram watching. We got to start the show, man. Shout out to everybody that's been on Instagram watching.
Hey, shout out
like
to everyone.
20 minutes, I feel like. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, look at this. 11
minutes. Hey, time out, man. 11-11.
We should have waited until 11-11.
They're fans.
Hey,
fans.
And matter of fact,
and we appreciate them for being fans.
It's true.
The fans, friends, and family.
And there's a reason why too. Why?
Yeah, we'll say
that
less.
Reason soon once I give y'all that joint. I'm trying to extract it and put it on. What's up, though?
Hey, I woke up this morning, so that's the start of the day. You feel me? I'm winning. Mm-hmm. But how are you guys? What's up, Fatima?
Hey.
How you been?
I'm been good.
So, it's 2 days in a row that I get to see you guys.
I know. Isn't that great?
That was exciting.
It was.
It was. And you know, I failed because I like being real low-key in the gym. I do. I be in and out.
You're low-key is why she saw you. Yeah, I spotted you as soon as we walked in. I was like, hey. And I tapped him because he was going straight to do cardio. And I was like, hey. He's like, where are you going? Like, there's only one person that would be in the gym with the hoodie on, working out.
Looking like the Unabomber in that jump. Looking like you were ready to do business, too. I was like, yo, don't mess with that dude. Like, oh, wait, that's Zam.
Hey, bro, I'll be chilling now. Appreciate you calling me Zam. Hey, we're getting... You're the man for that. Hey, so speaking of gym, right? How do you guys feel about like gym etiquette? Is there like an unwritten rule in the gym where it's like, I sometimes in some gyms I've seen, please clean up after yourself, so they leave like the little spray and the paper towels.
Uh-huh.
Like, I guess everybody knows if you're paying $10 for your gym membership, you're getting the paper towels, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with the paper towels.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of people that just get on the machines and walk away. So I'm one of them. I'm so bad about that. I clean up after him when we're at the gym.
Yo, because some people, and I don't want to be mean, I don't. But I wish there was like a detector made or something that says, bro, who's ever using that?
Just be like a little alarm that, yeah. Weren't you supposed to clean this junk, nigga?
No, not even that, but at least it's some type of alert. Like, bro, I need somebody. Hey, listen, I'm going to give you an app idea and you can thank Zam later. I need you to create an app in the weight room that spots the stinky ones so you can wait. Real talk. Thank me later. That's legit.
That's a good idea.
That's legit.
Some people can't help it. They, you know, you sweat what you eat.
Matter of fact, fuck it. Whoever's listening, and if you know how to make an app, let's talk. Real talk. Rashad Radio, let's get it. Yo, the prophecies are so real in this show. I don't want... Anyway, so gym etiquette. Go ahead. Etiquette, however you call it.
Gym etiquette. I just feel like my top thing is... cleanliness. So if you, I clean before I get on the machine and I clean after I get on the machine, after I get off, because I don't know if the person that was there before me cleaned or they just walked away. And there's so many germs.
And I respect that. And so I'm going to tell you on top of that, right? That was my next point. So if you pay, like, I guess as the price goes up, whatever the scale is, 20, 30, 40, whatever you pay to go to the gym. I don't know. Some people, I'm pretty sure, pay $100 because they get the sauna and all of that. But those gyms be so ultra clean because they have a big staff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only difference. But I'm going to tell you what I do love about the gym. An empty gym, always.
Mm-hmm.
Second, an empty gym. Third, an empty gym.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
That's what you love about the gym?
Yes, an empty gym. Because it's perfect.
Wait, but are we talking about the gym that we saw you at? You see, I turned the mic up. I think our mic was a little bit too low. Sorry, listeners. But
yeah, absolutely.
You think the gym that we went to is empty?
Mm-mm.
No.
That night it wasn't that bad.
Right, but I like it empty.
Yeah, no, of course. Like, it feels like it's yours.
Nah, not only that. I mean, there can be a few people, but the tempo picks up for you. It allows you to do whatever it is that you're trying to execute that night and get to the point and get the hell of a workout, because that's probably the best workout. Mm-hmm. And you won't be there for a long time. Me personally, I try to stay 35 minutes or less.
Wow.
Yeah, especially when I'm lifting.
I could get lost. The gym is my happy place.
I think I already know the answer to this question, but you don't take pump, dude.
What's pump?
Yeah, like any type of gym pump pre-workout.
I don't
either.
Wait, should I though?
I don't know.
I don't want to be too hyped up, bro.
I like
I don't want to be like, and plus, I don't know what kind of chemicals it has. Real talk.
That's true.
I'm going to tell you a story, right? Shout out to, I'm not going to give his name out, but I know he started doing supplements. Mm-hmm. And he said he was taking them wrong somehow. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yo, it started thinning my hair. And I was like, whoa. I was like, that's real. I was like, okay, bet. Zam not fucking with that.
Yeah, no. But that's actually a super good point, because people take supplements and things that you think are good for you because, you know, it's
right
for you to get nutrients or protein or whatever. But in reality, it's just a whole bunch of, bless you, a whole bunch of chemicals that aren't natural, and they aren't good for your body. So it's good to do research.
Like, put it this way. One of my boys, shout out to Chino, he hates, and I mean hates, hand sanitizer, right? And I was like, bless you, dog. And I was like, why do you hate hand sanitizer, right? He goes, it's not good at all. It has way too many chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I'd rather just use water from a bottle. And he always does. And I'm and I used to be like, yo, your hands are dirty though.
Hey, yo,
he's like, but it has no chemicals.
Can I please get a little
go ahead.
Man, this has been long awaited. There's like certain things that irk people.
Absolutely. Long lines at parks. Go ahead.
Okay. hand sanitizer bathing people irk me. When you know those people that put hand sanitizer in front of you and act as if they're all of a sudden now cleaner than you by example because they've just splashed it all over their dumbasses.
Wow, bro.
Them niggas blow me. I'd be like, young, first of all, that's too much. Second of all, you're like 50. Third of all, like, come on, man. Like, really, go wash your hands in a bathroom. I mean, you're not clean right now.
True.
Sorry. I just heard hand sanitizer. I had to get in that journal quick.
Yeah, no, but that's real.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. It's better to wash your hands with soap and water. Soap that's, like, not antimicrobial. Because even the antimicrobial in soap that's in the hand sanitizer isn't good for you.
At all.
Radio.
Mm-hmm. Getting facts tonight on the spot.
Yeah.
So we're gonna move on from the workout in the gym, because I'm pretty sure everybody has a gym story. Some are scary, some are don't. But I will say this: I do appreciate a gym that has a basketball court. I love hoops. You know, they tend to be a little bit smaller, so I don't want it. It's better cardio. You know, I go for the cardio. But that's funny.
I would say this, man, about the basketball part. Like, I remember when I used to play basketball, I was a little bit more athletic.
Okay.
It was a boost if you went to a gym where you knew you were going to play basketball, and there was a gym there.
Right.
Now, to be at a place where, like, people run and work out, and there's a basketball hoop, that's, like, that's Richie Rich. Mm-hmm. They got that at Lifetime?
Yeah, they got it downtown.
You go to Lifetime?
Spring. Yeah, when I get a guest pass.
Oh, I'm gonna say, shout out to everybody that listens to Rashad Radio to be at Lifetime. That joint's 24 hours. That's the only one that competes with. There's like Planet Fitness is 24 hours because there's people smoking crack and having sex in the parking lot, or there's 24 hour Lifetime where you could like get an ill Bitcoin stock in the parking lot, right?
Too funny.
So if you do go to Lifetime and you are in Maryland, that's the perfect place where you can make an appointment to see Myrna, who is
nice
just
plug.
Here.
Okay.
She is amazing.
Shout out to Myrna.
Yes, and she does wonderful massages at the Rockville Lifetime.
This is some workout movie for you. I ended up a little bit, you know.
So, speaking to shout out to people, right? Shout out to J. Cole first and foremost.
Oh yeah,
that's your mez and them's, right?
Fatima G loves J. Cole to the point where I'm jealous now.
No, you're not.
Is he your favorite rapper of all time?
He is my favorite. Mercury.
Wow.
He is my favorite.
Yeah, I can sense that. With that being said, how did you like this new single?
I loved it.
What did you love about it?
I loved everything. I loved how happy, upbeat. You know, the thing with J. Cole, I feel like now that he's evolved more, is that he's always saying something nice. Not nice.
He does have a positive message.
He has a positive message, but even when it's not so positive, it's just
creative criticism.
Yes. It's just said and put together so nicely. I mean, I could just be a huge J. Cole fan, but
wow.
I think he's awesome.
Obviously. I respect that though, man. It's so good. You're entitled to be a fan of whoever you want to be a fan of.
Yeah. And even for those people that say that aren't into the hip hop now, you know, like 6ix9ine and
wait, are you talking about the king of New York?
Yeah, no, he's not the king of New York.
Hey,
he claims to be the king of New York.
My apologies. The self-proclaimed king of New York.
Yes.
He'd be like, I'm the king of New York.
So for those that don't like to listen to that kind of music, J. Cole is nice.
I like J. Cole. I'm a huge fan. You know.
Are you a fan of Joe Budden?
Really?
Wait.
Wow, super long, awkward pause.
It's like I am to an extent.
Y'all like Joe Budden out there on IG?
I was never one of his biggest followers in terms of his rap. Even though I love New York rap. But it was just certain things. I guess for me, it was his delivery. Until I saw other parts of him where I was like, okay, bad. Like, man, I understand where he's coming from.
You talking about rap-wise?
Rap, and then his involvement when he was talking about when he was on podcasts.
Yeah, right. He's strong on podcasts.
He's strong. Like, I love him for it. He's good. So I'm like, I'm excited because he just inked a new deal, right?
He did. Mm-hmm. He did culture, right? And that.
How much is that deal for?
I don't even know. I don't never know the numbers. I just know I wish him well whenever anybody has success in the news like that. I'm pretty sure they're happy that their paycheck's bigger, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So, shout out to him for that.
Yeah,
no, I'm with that, bro. Hold on a second.
My man Orlando said Joe Budden's a Bama on IG Live. So shout out to Orlando Magic THC. I'm gonna play his track next. That's a perfect segue for my man Magic.
Orlando, stay there. How come you think he's a Bama though?
Yeah, he wanted to get in this journey. Matter of fact, he could even like join the IG Live if he wanted to. I don't know.
Hey,
if your Wi Fi is rocking like that, Magic, please join us.
Yeah, do so, bro.
Listen, man, I know that Joe Budden's at one point, musically, I was disappointed with him. And then he came back with Slaughterhouse Connections with Eminem and all that. And I was like, wow, if M respects him, I need to just do a double check. And I don't know, I just didn't like the beats they was giving them. Even though Joel Ortiz, all that Slaughterhouse, they was really rapping when there was a lot of people not rapping that well. However, I'm not checking for him musically. I remember, didn't he diss Drake? You remember that? Remember that song? And like, I mean, do you remember that news clip? Because nobody really remembers the song. Shout out to Magic. Got Magic's track in the background. Y'all go follow him on SoundCloud and Instagram, Orlando Magic THC. But he says Joe Budden's a Bama. I thought he was a Bama too when Everyday Struggle was coming on. But you know, after a while, I found myself watching it because of him. And now that he's not on it, we just tried to watch it and it was trash, right?
It wasn't as exciting.
So he made the difference.
He did. They have somebody, a slimmer, thinner, smaller version of him.
Spotify figured that out.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Joe Budden, man. You know, I'm for everybody. Everybody make it, securing their bag.
Uh-huh.
You have to. Speaking of securing the bag, right? How much do you think, Fatima, it costs to raise 10 children?
Ten children? For how long? Till they're 18? I don't even know. I don't even know how much it's going to cost me at the end to raise my two children.
That's my point, right? Eddie Murphy's on his 10th child. I read that. And I was like,
hold on.
He just had another baby?
If you got Eddie Murphy money, we talking about something else now.
That was my next point. Eddie Murphy must have crazy money. That's a lot of children.
Like rocking the mic and hitting the damn phone.
Young, that's a lot of children.
Now, there's basketball players with more kids than that, man.
No.
I don't think so,
not
bro.
It, but.
Hey, bro, I think Eddie Murphy might.
Yo, Google this. If you should ask Siri, well, who's the nigga with the most amount of kids? There's going to be an answer, too.
Hey, Siri. Who has the most amount of kids? I put this on Bobby Schmurder in my music. I never so off topic. They told me
that
I got to change
the world. I told them make my chick. That joint says Joe Budden. It's like, nah, I'm playing.
I was about to be like, damn.
Yo, but 10 kids is a lot, man.
Like, I wouldn't even want that many because, like, how could you? One of them is not getting enough attention. At one point, after you have probably three, you're probably like, man, fuck that shit. I don't even care about this anymore. You know, like, they probably don't even, like, it's just like you kids take care of each other now because there's too many of you for me to remember your names, your birthdays, or what you care and like about. Just go live your life, all right? I got money. I'm rich.
Yo, bro, that's an entire workload. But how old is Eddie Murphy, first and foremost?
If I was to guess, Eddie Murphy's probably 60 years old.
Yo, that's a crazy guess. I would say, what do you say, Fatima? How old do you think Eddie Murphy is before I look it up?
Oh my God, I'm always off with this.
I said 60.
You said 60.
You might have to look it up.
So I...
What she said, wifey, from Dodgeville?
Yo, your Wi-Fi hates me, bro.
I'll say 63.
Okay. I'm thinking Murphy is for real, for real. Like 65.
Hey, Siri. How old is Eddie Murphy?
We were way off. Shout out to Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's
57.
Still in his 50s. Okay, Eddie. Out there getting them kids Eddie, out. Okay, Eddie.
Eddie. Eddie.
Eddie. Yo, Eddie.
Hey, because his... The baby mama's 39. Yo, Eddie. Yo, Eddie.
Yo,
Eddie.
Wow.
Eddie, you wild. Hey, shout out to Eddie Murphy, man. Did you guys ever watch, of course you guys have to, Coming to America?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that movie in your top 10? Is it in your top 10?
I'm not good for a top 10 movie, guy. And if I did...
Would it be in your top 10, personal top 10, yes or no?
No, not mine.
Coming to America, no, I wouldn't be in my top 10.
How come?
Because I think my top 10s are going to be far from comedies and more for, like, based on true story, mafia-type movies.
Go ahead.
For me, I just don't... It wasn't a movie that impacted or that I can remember. I know I watched it, and I know it had, like, certain funny scenes to it, but I don't remember it well. And if I don't remember it well, then
so
it's
for
not in
me,
my top 10.
I just had Come to the Country.
Oh, and you watched it.
Yeah.
Fatima needs to have more Coming to America knowledge. I can imagine
this.
Hey. How many times have you seen it, baby?
Probably twice or three times.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to watch it all the time. And for the longest time, I thought it was really McDonald's.
What?
Yeah, because it looked like the McDonald's signal. Because you got to remember, I only spoke Spanish. So I was going by the M. Until I was like, oh, I was like, it's different. Okay.
Magic agrees. He says definitely top 10.
My man, Magic, you
influential.
See? It was, dog. It was so funny. Because when they were in the stadium, and they were like, can we get your autograph? And she was like, are you some type of royalty? He was like, nah, I'm chilling. But Arsenio Hall was in the movie.
We gotta watch again. No, I don't think the team was... All right, so check it out. And I'm not even trying to put you on the spot, baby. But
you're at the spot.
Fatima and I have grown together in many ways, and it's a great thing. And I think that I'm willing to bet you have not enjoyed Coming to America as a grown adult should. Is that, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I bet you've seen it in bits and pieces as a grown adult. You might have saw it in its whole entirety when you weren't old enough.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're old enough that it might be funnier, we gotta watch the joint. It's mad funny.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I haven't seen it as an adult.
Okay, yeah.
I saw it like as a child, as a teenager, but not as an adult.
Yeah, she didn't see it enough as a kid, man. That's what I want to say.
So I think you just didn't see it enough when you were younger, and once you see it with us now, like, it'll be silly funny because you'll be like, wow, Arsenio Hall's in it. Who is Chappelle's not in it. There wasn't no, like, who's the low-key actors? There's some low-key actors in there. Chris Rock's not in it. I know there's some low-key actors.
There's a bunch, bro.
It's Jasmine
and
Guy.
Then, come out. And then my man had the Jerry Curls. How did this song go? So flow.
Wow, all these guys are in the movie.
That cast is awesome.
Dog is an epic movie, bro. What?
Yeah, we gotta watch
wow.
It.
And for me, I came from another country.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm really coming to America,
yeah,
so, y'all.
Yes.
So I felt
I think
it.
That's why for you it was more.
Yeah,
than,
like it was home. Because
yes.
I was like, young, I felt you. I know I'm not a prince. I may be, but if I am, Lord, please tell me right now. That'd be so dope. I'd be like, bad on my prince, bro.
I just remember as a kid, the playground, like the dirty talk the kids were talking about because it was like too old for kids to see.
Right.
Was that there was a scene where she was like, your royal penis is cleaned.
Oh my God.
because she like cleaned it in the bathtub or whatever.
Right, right.
Rashad Radio.
Yeah, but nah, that's an epic movie, bro.
Eddie Murphy. Shout out to Eddie Murphy. Only 57 years old, man.
Yeah.
He just turned 57.
And congrats, you know, blessings on your future 10th child, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
bro, that's crazy. That's a lot of children.
10 kids.
That's a lot.
Poor guy.
I don't know, man. I guess when you're making that kind of bank, you're like, I got a staff. I'm chilling.
Eventually, you have to deal with all your children.
You do, but it's like you have an empire in the house. It's like your job is always at home. That's where you delegate.
Let me take a pause for the call so we can say that we miss our man Hector. He was fired last week. I think he might be fired now, right?
No, he's fired for 2 weeks in a row.
He fired, okay.
No, wait.
Fired. Come back.
Yeah, he's
come
always back, welcome back. Stone,
please. Fired,
he's always welcome back. He's always welcome back. The job.
Trump Hector, America now.
The job is always open for you, Hector. Is he on right now?
Nah.
Oh, okay. He's not
hey, listen, Hector. When you're listening, watching, whatever it is that you do after you scratch your nasty feet, make sure you come back, bro. I miss you. Come on, Slim. What are you doing? You're messing up the flow. It's like when you're outside in the basketball court, you know, you got that guy that you know is going to give you a couple picks. You're going to pop out, trade money, talk a little shit, bump your chest, and say, yeah, you can't guard me. No, I am that guy, dog.
Oh, okay.
Real talk. Like when Chino and Eddie come out, man, shout out to my boys, by the way. And Alex, I hope you're enjoying Columbia. It's one of those things where it's an awesome feeling. You need a teammate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It was fun when he was here. It was also fun when Skills was here.
Yeah.
Fun when we have any guests. So if you're listening and you're in the area, you're like, man, them dudes sound like they're having some fun. I think I could contribute to that fun. Yo, show up to the spot. See what you got.
You are contributing to the fun.
Word. Mm-hmm.
Because that means now you're expending. You're feeling what we're talking about. You know, it's organic. It works out. We look out for the cookout. But moving along. So major labels. Remember, there's always a cat that Rashad likes to talk about, and that you actually like, Young Dolph.
Oh, you mean I thought you meant my cat Mercury. My bad.
Nah.
What is Dolph doing? I seen Dolph. He turned down $22 million. You talking about that joint?
Yeah, bro.
Yo, Dolph is that nigga, man.
Hey, so you like Young Dolph, right?
Paper Route. Shout out Paper Route Empire.
What is how's that song go? Pull up in a Porsche.
Dog.
Pull up in a Rafe.
Everything gets on. That was the one, like, I seen my old bitch yesterday. You should have seen her face. Hey.
But you know what?
Yeah, that's my dude, Young. And he was also in Cut It, right? Cut It.
There was that wasn't his track. I think it was on the remix, but Dolph is that dude. And the $22 million he just threw away like it was nothing. Because he gets a lot of money independently.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Maybe he's getting more money that way.
He's not getting $22 million independently. Let's see what IG talking about this. Y'all know about that IG?
Yeah.
They like Dolph on Instagram too, but I feel like he's just a hustler and he probably knows he could probably get another deal like by acting like 22 ain't shit. He can act like, and he do get money. Like he's super successful streetwise. I just be praying for that dude because I don't want to see him get murked. You know, like he be talking all that bulletproof and then he gets shot at. Like, how many times he got shot at? 3 times now? 2 times? I don't know.
Yo, he's been shot at too.
Yeah, he be getting shot at, dog. And then he makes songs about it like, you missed.
He about that life, huh?
I guess.
Yeah. I feel that, bro.
Yo, these Bamas upstairs are stomping something stupid, and I might have to go upstairs and introduce myself to them. We have some new people in the building, and I don't know if they're, like, moving or something, or if they're trying to communicate to me, but that's not the right way to do it. What do you think? What do you think the spot? Rashad Radio, Instagram Live. Should I go upstairs and introduce them to myself?
Introduce them to myself.
with the
hey,
IPA,
bro. You're
bro.
A goon, Slim. Yo. You're a goon.
That's how I'm feeling.
I'm going to introduce them to myself.
Yeah, like, yo, like, what's up, yo?
I'm not this gonna is introduce me, myself, but I'm gonna introduce them to myself. Bro, you're a savage.
I don't want to have to do that, though.
Dog, that's wild, because you were really serious for like 2 seconds.
I'm real talk, man, because I feel like sometimes it's like, what was that? Was that just an accident? Well, and they could be saying that it's late to us, too, but what? I don't know. Shout out to everybody that lives in apartments.
Hey, a home is a home.
It is a home, but sometimes a home is a home. People are crazy and inconsiderate.
Yo, you want to hear a true cruddy? That's why I was like crew. True crud. I'm sorry to abuse this cat sound. I'll probably get rid of it after today's show. It's just still here on the soundboard. But, young, you want to hear some shit, young? Listen to this shit. Real talk. Coming home from work. And I got a perfect, this is like perfect. I'm gonna slow down the story a little bit, right? It's a good day. Got Rashad Radio in the background. Got Kelly Isaac in the car.
Okay.
Rolling up. The team is not home yet. Pull up. Isaac always jumps out the car like, look how fast I am. I can't get to him. So Kelly and Isaac are walking to the car, walking to the apartment first. I'm behind them. So I'm so far behind that I can't even see them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so as I come around, and you know, if you're not watching, people that are listening, they don't know what it looks like, but Zam knows. So when you're coming in, you know, you can see like the two stories, you can see like a little balcony, whatever. I'm walking and I hear something that's not them. I know it's not the noise coming from them, so I know there's people near them. And my ears are real good. Shout out to the team, she can tell you that. And so as I'm coming around the corner and I'm able to see what maybe that noise was, I'm like ducking something little and wet that I thought was ice. Dog. Cat. Shit. Piss. Why am I fucking walking up the steps? And I see Isaac and Kelly like looking like they're like, you know, guarded because there's some people there. Strangers. Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
Yes. They're aware.
Man, somebody fucking dropped their damn kitty litter bag. Right? A couple. And I don't know if it's these people above me. I don't think so. I think they're over there. But they dropped their joint and it was kitty litter galore everywhere. Right? And homie thought it was a good idea to just like kick that shit everywhere and throw it. Young, I was so like trying to make sure I didn't say something so stupid and goonish in front of them. And I was so mad. It was in front of our door. It was bad, dog.
It smelled so bad. And I'm so glad it was him getting home and not me. Because if it would have been me, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have just made the kids come inside. And I would have gone out and cleaned it myself afterwards. But it smelled so bad.
That's like crazy.
Like, if you know what cat pee smells like, that's what it smelled like outside. Terrible. And we have a breezeway. So, you know, it's like air everywhere. And it was so heavy, the smell, that it didn't circulate. It didn't go away for a few days.
It's still, you really look close, you can see cat litter.
Yeah, there is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm mad though.
And we have a lady, a Spanish lady, that comes and cleans and vacuums and does stuff. So even with her doing that, they made such a mess that it's still ever.
That's so wild.
So listen, man, to everybody out there that wants to own pets, especially y'all out there who aren't even sure if you want to give it to your kids because you ain't never had one, your heart's fucked up, it's not warm enough to invite another living being into your home, but you're just thinking you're going to do it for your kids. No, don't. Okay? You're not doing a service to the freaking energy of the universe, all right? Cats and dogs need care.
Yes.
All right? I don't even know if what I'm talking about is an example of them not doing care. I just think they was just being lazy as far as cleaning up some shit they should have fucking not have dropped in the first place. I mean, it was a lot, dog. It was like buku turds. Like, come on, yeah. Yeah, I should have cleaned that joint up a month.
Did you just say buku turds?
Buku.
Hey, what's buku turds?
Buku is mega, like super, like crazy. Like mucho.
Oh, true.
Me entiendes. Mira, ahora yo quiero hablar español.
That's cool.
For duration, so I'm just playing.
You put on a Latin language for that one.
Hey, bro. So before we leave, right, because we spoke about cat litter, And the transition's gonna be a little tough, but did you guys know that Oprah was in the food business?
Is she?
Oprah got food?
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, you know, I am such a huge, huge, huge Oprah fan now. Because she is so, so positive. So positive.
So check this out. Oprah has a grocery store brand. Oh, that's good, is obviously what it's called. They've now added frozen pizza to the list of food items. Oprah released the brand a year ago, only including homemade soups and side dishes, but she has recently made efforts to expand. The crust on her new frozen pizza is 1/3 cauliflower, continuing her passion for adding vegetables to time, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all of that.
So the only thing with that, when I heard pizza, it turned me off, not because I'm just not a huge pizza fan, but she is really healthy. So she even grows her own vegetables that she uses to cook her food.
I mean, she should. She got the bread for it.
Yeah, but it's not even about that with her.
It should be. She got the bread for it. Why shouldn't you be healthy? Like, time out. Let me ask you a question, right? If you have Oprah money, you think you're not gonna eat certain finer things that are better for your body?
I'm sorry, baby, and hold that thought. And actually, I'm gonna let you answer that, and then I'm gonna hold my thought.
Go ahead.
So, I think that Oprah money, some people, even having that, they don't eat healthier and the finer things. And the thing is that there's a little bit of a confusion with the finer things. So there, when eating finer, it's finer to me is cleaner. And not necessarily is it like that for everyone.
No, I agree. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Totally agree. What I'm saying is she has the resources to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, because at one point she was a pretty heavy set woman, right?
Yeah.
She's huge.
I don't know about huge.
How much did she peak?
She was heavier.
Yeah, she was a heavy set woman at one point, and now she's slimmer, right? A lot slimmer.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was a yo-yo dieter. I don't know. I thought her whole I thought people were skeptic of her food and diets because of her yo-yo ballooning and shrinking. And I don't know. I'm not an Oprah follower like that, but all I know is if I woke up with Oprah money, because that's where I wanted to interject. And we talked about one thing.
Go for it.
We said Eddie Murphy money.
Yeah.
Oprah money. If Oprah had Eddie Murphy's money, she'd kill herself.
Wait, what happened? Repeat
I said
that again.
If Oprah had Eddie Murphy's money, she'd kill herself. Cause she got big bread. She ain't got Eddie Murphy probably owe money with 10 kids and shit, man, right?
Right. That's what
Oprah ain't got no kids.
Oprah got bread, young.
Yes, she takes care of kids. So she has adopted children.
Does she have kids of her own, though?
No. So she's adopted children. And she has like a school in Africa that she takes care of all the girls, and she calls them her daughters. So
has there been a particular reason as to why Oprah never wanted her own child?
I think that is something that didn't happen. I think it happened, but
gotcha.
It's like it was real terminated. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. It happened.
I mean, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know. Nah, but I respect that. But yeah, I had no idea that she was in the food industry. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, neither did I.
And that's about to like probably bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Because now she's adding like all healthy stuff.
No, and that's the smart thing, because right now that's what's popular.
Yeah, she understands. She's like, I got my own organic food chain. Yo, we're about to have it's good in our neighborhood soon. That's crazy. So when do you think that's going to arrive, Fatima?
In our neighborhood?
Yeah, like, what do you say, in the next 2 years?
Hopefully. Wow, look at you.
We had about 222 followers on our Instagram Live today.
Yeah, that's dope.
That is.
Minus 200.
That's even doper.
Yeah, though.
But thank you to everybody that is watching and listening. We appreciate
it. It's bound.
Nah, but it's like, this ain't for Instagram Live, so that's the whole thing. Shout out to everybody on Instagram.
Of course.
But Anchor is the real platform, and Apple Podcasts is a whole different world. So it's like, what I've been trying to do with all those videos is combine it, because I know a lot of people just, you know, look at their phone and don't listen to music as much as you might.
Right.
My man Zambi in the whip singing that joint that I don't even know. Ole, ola.
Voy a vivir, voy a gozar.
I know, he makes me want to jam the Spanish
vivir mi vida, la, 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 la. What? That joint rocks.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever having a bad day.
Yeah, man, I feel you.
If you ever need to shift the mood on your day, if someone gave you bad news and you're angry, you turn to that song, and I guarantee you, it will uplift you at least for the duration of that song. It will change your mood, you know?
It definitely sounds like either something really spiritual and happy is going to happen,
yes,
or the game is about to get lit.
Or it been lit.
No, they play the joint in games. What are the cats looking at? You see them? Yo, shout out to Mercury. He's like, I ain't getting enough showtime in today's show, but we got Mercury and Saturn in the building. If y'all didn't know, we have two planets living with us.
And a special shout out to Mercury, because that's my man, 100 grand. Yeah. Look, if you didn't listen to last week.
It was okay. So funny.
My man jumped out for me.
He did.
Because I heard it in the audio, right? My man was like, ah, my butt. I was like, ah, that's what you get for talking bad about Kanye on the spot. Shout out to Kanye. Hey, Kanye, when you hear this, come pull up, man.
Easy.
Little Uzi Vert, pull up. You know? Everybody pull up, man. Of course, if it's okay with the host, you know.
The team of G and I are cool with that.
Okay, bet. Pull up. You know? All right. You know, we allowing Tekashi this 6ix9ine to pull up.
Long, awkward pause. All right, we out.
Peace.
Rashad Radio.
We continue with the morning drive without caffeine. How many of y'all are hip to this joint right here? I don't even know. I'm not gonna let the whole song play. Don't worry. If you already know about this joint, I'm not gonna let it all play, but listen.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cow. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow.
Alright, so listen to me, man. What is going on, y'all? This is 2018 like a motherfucker. Rashad Radio is popping. We got this chick named Doja Cat with this Moo song. Listen to this joint, y'all. Messed up, because the more I hear it, the more it's growing on me too. This is absolutely terrible though. Alright, I'm gonna let a little bit of it play, but let me just give y'all a breakdown of how I came hip to this joint called Moo. I think the song's called Moo, and the chick's name is Doja Cat. I saw a video, it must have been on Facebook, you know what I mean? I was scrolling down my timeline, and either Hip Hop DX or Mass Appeal, somebody put this joint up. And the visual caught me, and this is something I've been talking to Orlando about, my man Magic, shout out Magic THC. The visuals in 2018 and just in general, as far as our consumption of material, is so real, because I would have never listened to this song if I heard it on the radio. Let alone Rashad Radio.
Rashad Radio.
I'm not a cat. I don't say meow.
But what's happened here is that she got us, or at least she got me, visually. And I watched it. And you know, not for nothing, Doja Cat, you kind of cute. Still don't tell Fatima G. She might be mad about that. But if you weren't a good looking artist, I probably wouldn't have given this song as much of a try. I can't even lie. The fact that you do have a little bit of sex appeal makes it so a man like me and other men might give this song some try. And then just the fact that it's silly as hell is why everybody, I mean, this joint's got over 4 million views and climbing. She's not a cat, even though her name is Doja Cat, she's a cow. This joint is so funny though, y'all. Don't y'all worry, we're gonna play some good hip hop after a while. I just wanted to talk about something because, I mean, this type of stuff used to get me really mad when I feel like this is culture vulture type stuff, but I believe Doja Cat is a real artist. Okay, and then she said that, okay. I don't know what to say about this phenomenon that we got going on where you can just do anything ridiculous and outlandish and now all of a sudden you are catapulted into stardom. I mean, at least she wasn't getting smashed off like Ray J and Kim Kardashian and all that, but this is ridiculous. I'm going to go back and see if I can find some old Doja Cat songs that are not as corny, because I know she's just playing. She said that she just made this joint in her bedroom, I think, in a couple of hours and put it on the internet, and now she's a star. So shout out to Doja Cat for infiltrating the game while others like us are sitting there putting together podcasts and learning how to make production and beats and writing bars and wasting time. You about to be star. I'm not even hating, y'all. Don't take it as sarcasm. I'm actually impressed. Y'all wait till Rashad Radio comes out with that ill campaign to just shock your eyes and make y'all all come to my shop. Again, that name is Doja Cat, D-O-J-A-C-A-T. Go look her up on YouTube, contribute to her millions of views. She's doing her thing right now. It's a lovely Friday afternoon, even though it's the morning drive without caffeine. I'm going to go and give you some more music. I'll be right back with y'all.
Rashad Radio. Rashad Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rashad Radio Show. It's Mr. Turetsky. When you stopped at a red light, fall back. No caffeine all night, fall back. Hitting girls with Cardi Double D's all right, fall back. Bitches always looking to fight, fall back.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.